Neil, I have a question for the faculty. In the neoadjuvant setting, is there any concern for, especially when you're using IO chemo in the neoadjuvant setting, the risk of toxicity and potentially delaying surgery or missing the opportunity to take these patients to surgery?
Heather, can you comment on that?
Yeah, I mean, that's always been an issue with any sort of neoadjuvant treatment. I mean, we don't have much data yet. We have the Nadim trial done in Spain, where it wasn't a randomized study. It was just people got carboplatin, paclitaxel, nivolumab. And the outcomes, you know, the major pathological response rate was 60-70%. We don't necessarily have a lot of, well, what about the real outcomes? What about that disease-free survival, overall survival? What's been presented looks really encouraging, but again, it's not randomized, so you're dealing with potential for selection bias. The studies that are going to give us better information, the ones that are enrolling patients and then randomizing to chemo alone or chemo plus immune therapy, because they're enrolling patients from prior to start of therapy, you're going to get the answers to those questions. How many people don't end up going on to get surgery who otherwise would have gone to it if they hadn't gone on the trial? So we'll be able to look at that and see how much the IO adds toxicity or not. When you talk to surgeons who have operated on these patients, they do talk about some increased scarring that can happen in the lymph nodes, some sort of robust immune infiltrates that can sometimes alter their surgical outcomes, but it's still early days. We have much more data now in the neoadjuvant from single agent immune therapy, but even there, it's small, non-randomized trials, and so it's really hard to know what's the truth, but the studies are enrolling and we'll know more in the near future.